It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, you look like hell.
I feel like hell.
What the hell? Okay.
Yeah.
I walk in today into the recording studio, and Mike is wearing this gray shirt with stains, this ratty old sweatpants. You kind of look like Ross after a bad night on an episode of Friends. You have bowling and the lumberjack competition on ESPN.
ESPN 2.
On.
That's even worse.
You're listening to weird, loud Green Day music. Oh, you haven't shaved in like 4 days. Yeah. What is the deal? What's going on?
Well, never.
Is it drugs? Because I don't tolerate drugs in the show. I'll get Carlos to fill back in for you if it's drugs and get you into a program.
No, it is not drugs. I'm lazy right now. No, it's a lot of things right now. You know, it's been, I don't know. We haven't talked about this yet, but I've been on a jury.
You have?
Yes.
What, like a court jury?
Yes.
A jury jury?
Criminal trial. Yes.
Did you want to do this?
At first I did because I thought that I was going to get paid for it by my employer, but then they...
That was a mistake.
Yeah, well, then they switched on me.
Never happens.
Eddie, this is so boring for this podcast, but yes, but I do technically get paid by the state, so...
And how much do you get paid by the state? And before you answer, I actually already know the answer to this question.
You do?
But yes, I do, but I want... Because I actually know a little bit about the court system, my family history.
Oh,
so, but I want to... I want you to tell our listeners for suspense.
I'll put it this way. If I get paid by my normal job, like the amount that I would make from the state, it'll be like, what, $1,500, every couple of weeks?
That's your normal job,
yes,
though.
However... From this,
yes, that's what I want.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody, please make sure you're sitting down, since I know most of you listen to this standing up, and
of course,
whatever.
When they're running,
it's good rhythm for your running. Well, starting on your second day of jury service, not your first day. Your first day is
free.
$15 a day.
$15 a day.
$15.
1-5.
A day.
Wow.
Yes.
And how many hours are you doing this for a day?
Six.
6 hours a day. So that comes out to 2-something an hour.
You know, it's basically a little bit above indentured slavery.
How much does a person in jail make for making those license plates per hour?
More than that, I would guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
so
you're
making less potentially than a convict in prison making license plates for doing civil duty.
Okay. However, yes. However, I just would like to note that, and I found this out. I found this out from this experience that an inmate, right, in jail cannot buy. I love this. Cannot buy normal things.
Define normal.
Normal.
Things.
Well, like go out and buy. They can't. Okay. Basically, all they can do is buy hygienic things. They have an account. I love this. They have a bank account that gets managed by the warden.
Whoa.
Of the jail, and they can withdraw money and or deposit money. Into the account on their own, and with it they can buy things like toothpaste.
From who? From where?
From the warden. They put in their request. There's apparently a whole store. It's like a whole other world.
What? At the jail?
Yes.
It's like a Walmart in prison.
I don't even get access to that.
Wow.
It kills me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not only is the guy in jail making more than you,
I would guess,
but he has the ability to buy toothpaste on the fly, and you don't.
That's right.
But they can only buy hygienic products?
Something like that, yes. I'm pretty sure they can't buy like reading material or anything like that.
Or like chips?
Well, maybe chips. They might be able to buy chips.
So they can buy chips, and you can't buy anything.
Well, I can buy things from the cafeteria in the courthouse.
Now, if I'm on trial here, and I know all this, I almost want you to tell me I'm guilty.
Yes,
I want so you, you so I can make more and make more than you're making.
Well, you know, well, yeah.
If I was a defense attorney,
yes.
I think it would be incumbent upon me
yes.
to inform my client of these facts
yes.
so he or she can make an informed decision about their plea.
Okay, so, yeah, oh, I completely agree. Now, you know, I should note that I found something else out, Nevin, that's even more disturbing. So, you know, you think the $15 a day is bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a thing called a grand jury.
Okay.
And a grand jury, you know, basically decides if things should go to trial. Like, they decide, you know, if, like, certain, like, lawsuits and everything, but blah, 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 blah.
Right.
If you're on a criminal grand jury,
mm-hmm.
$60 a day.
Which, okay.
9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week. 1 year commitment.
What?
One year. 12 months.
That's crazy. Wait, it takes 12 months for a grand jury to decide whether to convict somebody?
No. They're spending every day deciding on tons of different cases.
Oh, that's nuts.
Every day. And
normal people get picked for this?
Yes.
How?
Well, okay. As far as I understand it, it's a combination of normal. What it is people who are, I believe normal people can be picked for it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there is an extraordinarily huge, you know, sort of, you know, just what is it, vetting process, I guess, to decide this. And obviously, I mean, $60 a day is not a lot of money.
Not at all. It's barely minimum wage.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's like, right. So.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
And they wonder
it's
why people don't.
Basically $1,200 a month.
That's insane. How do you live on that? Wow. I'd rather go to jail and buy toothpaste by making license plates.
You'd probably be happier.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm depressed as listening to
this. Go ahead.
Well, you can't talk about the case you're on, right?
I can't. I would like to note, though, that I've been taking sort of notes about it every day after the fact and saving them, and they will be on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike's first real blog,
mm-hmm.
blogspot.com. You know, as soon as the trial is over.
Now, I will just ask this.
Yes.
So you're still in the process of hearing court arguments.
Yes.
Does the jury interact about the case amongst each other during this process?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Do you know each other's names?
Yes. Yes. However, this is what's great. We do. We've actually all of us have become good. We've, you know, been doing small talk for 2 weeks now with each other. You know, it's been fun. However, what's particularly great is there's another jury in for the same case. It's two different defendants.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
okay.
This works. We are not allowed to basically speak with the other jury, even though we're in the same hallway as them.
Wow.
So I don't know any of their names. I don't know, you know, what's going on.
Wow.
It's wild.
Now, you're listening to the arguments right now,
yeah.
But then you have to go into what, chambers and
eventually.
Argue,
yeah, probably.
And talk about amongst yourselves whether the person is innocent or guilty.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be fun, too.
Yeah.
Also,
you'll love this one, and this may actually impact my my situation with talking about it on this podcast. Nevin, I have to wait 90 days before I can sell or make a profit off of any of the information that I get from the trial.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yes. So I can't write my book.
For 90 days.
Nor sell it to the media for 90 days.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after the meager wages you are making off of this.
Can I say?
I don't know how. No wonder you look terrible.
That's what it is.
I would have brought you a burger.
I would have loved a burger.
Well, next time just say so. Don't
okay.
hide your feelings.
I've been eating like crappy cafeteria chicken enchiladas for a week.
Oh, no, not the chicken enchiladas.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do. Don't ever get chicken at a court cafeteria.
Well, you know.
Oh, Lord.
It's really been the coffee.
Whew.
That's why I look bad.
Well, that's been depressing, so let's move on.
You just did that for 8.5 minutes.
Wow, and I'm really sad right now. No wonder you're watching the lumberjack competition on ESPN2.
Oh.
Well.
Wait, what?
Well, yeah, that's what
this
you have
is
on.
Golf.
Oh, yeah, golf. Okay,
golf.
It's
that
switched.
Was last week.
It switched to.
That was last week.
Was it last week? The Oliver was on like 5 minutes ago. Wasn't last week.
Weren't we talking about a lumberjack competition?
No, we were talking about the last week was a 1 year episode.
I know, but weren't we talking about the fact
that?
Oh, we weren't?
No.
Because I was watching that last week too.
So for the last 2 weeks, you've been watching Lumberjacks?
Oh, my God.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh,
wonder.
My God.
This is getting worse.
Oh.
This is getting worse by the second.
Oh.
Mike,
no!
Snap out!
Oh.
Wake up!
This is like the episode after our one year anniversary.
Sir, I mean,
look at what this podcast has done to me.
No, you know what's
in 1 year.
You know what scares me?
What?
Okay, this is. I hope this is not the case.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't the jump the shark episode of the podcast. We're talking about jury duty because and lumberjacks.
I hope not.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is, you know what, and I just want to say for our listeners, these are not the things that matter.
No, I hope not.
Just so you know.
Well, speaking of things that matter, yes. We actually have a letter this week gives us a list of suggested topics to hit upon as we move into season two. Ooh. And you can write us in a couple of ways. You can leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. And Mike, this week's letter comes from a longtime listener, Greg in Colorado. Ooh. And Greg, like I said, he has a number of suggestions for us.
How many suggestions does he have, Nevin?
I believe I'm seeing 13.
13?
13. He gave a list.
Wow.
A lot. And it was funny, I think one or two of these we must have hit on at some point, but okay. It never hurts to, you know, revisit certain topics.
That's true.
He writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I am extremely disappointed in your apparent lack of ability to cover the following topics. Number one, spaying and neutering animals. Number two, global warming. Number three, the virtues of Barney the Dinosaur. Oh. Number four, a woman's right to choose. Number five, Hawaiian pagan religious history. Number six, President Obama. Number seven, the other 43 presidents before him. Number eight, beer. Number nine, sex. Number 10, Prozac. Number 11, why numbers 7 and 8 don't mix well with 9 through 11. Number 12, good Christian moral values, and number 13, structured error handling in C number sign. I insist you rectify the situation immediately, or I shall take my business to another podcast post haste. Sincerely," right? Sincerely, Greg in Colorado. What's structured error handling in C number?
What?
First of all, I don't know what some of these things are. Wow. Sex we've talked about.
Yes. We've talked about Obama.
I'm sure we've hit upon Prozac at some point. I'm assuming.
I just would like to know, when you said beer, I thought you said deer.
No, beer.
Yeah, I know, I got it. But yeah. I was just going like, why would he want us to write about deer or talk about deer?
I don't know, maybe he's a hunter. It is Colorado.
We could talk about deer.
We could. Well,
it is Colorado?
Well, don't they hunt in Colorado?
Well, they hunt everywhere.
Yeah, but Colorado, they have more trees.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
I'm assuming.
Wow. Were we just talking so quietly the mic didn't even pick that up?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wasn't that exciting?
We'll find out.
Yeah. Colorado trees hunting deer. Okay. Well, Greg, we'll work on structured error handling and scene number as soon as we have nothing else to talk about. Well,
which will be never.
Never, yeah.
Okay.
But thanks for listening and keep.
We might address some of these things.
Maybe at some point.
I mean,
I do like Hawaiian pagan religious history.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah, and virtues of Barney the Dinosaur, always a good
why
one.
Why don't we do this next podcast?
Which one?
I mean, all of them? No, like those two.
Which ones?
Hawaiian thing and the Barney the Dinosaur.
Virtues of Barney the Dinosaur and Hawaiian. I'll save for the next podcast. I actually have a funny Barney the Dinosaur story.
Oh, perfect. See what can happen when you write in. You know, you can influence the next podcast.
Exactly. And you influence the podcast, you may influence the world. You never know.
I mean, after all, we won the election for Obama.
We did, as we no doubt proved last week.
Yes.
So there you go.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael, I'm about to pass out Feldman. I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.